Chapter 11. Callie and Cleo looked tired when they both came back into the living room. The otherworldly beauties yawned as they climbed onto the sofa with me, and Callie shivered slightly beside the open window. I got up to close it, and then I grabbed a hoodie from my room to give to the nymph. "Here," I said. "You can wear this if you're cold."
"Oh,"
Callie said as she took it.
"Thank you, Liam. That is so kind."
She pulled the hoodie over her slender body, and it draped over her like an oversized dress. It looked adorable on her, and she stroked the material happily.
"Did your friend take the bag?"
Cleo asked as she glanced around.
"He is the one who will make it into Earth money?"
"That's right." I nodded as I sat back between them. "We're about to be rich. It's actually happening." I couldn't stop grinning as I pictured checking my account. It was going to be impossible to focus on work when I suddenly became wealthier than I had ever been in my life.
"You look happy,"
Cleo said.
"I like it. The pirate gold will help to buy the big house you want."
"It will," I said. "Those seaweed-smelling fuckers were good for something."
"You took some of the pirate loot?"
Callie asked slowly.
"Is that why you came to Hollowfell from your world?"
"Yeah," I said. "After Cleo told me about those high society bastards, I figured I could find much better uses for all that gold. I'm going to make our lives here so much better."
"Liam is going to get a big house,"
Cleo said.
"I'm going to live in it too."
"That sounds wonderful,"
Callie said as she pulled at my hoodie. She tugged the sleeves down past her hands, and she gazed out at the sky with a smile. Her blue eyes seemed to study every detail of the world outside. And just seeing the innocent sense of wonder on her perfect face gave me the overwhelming urge to protect her. "You can come too," I said to the nymph. "I don't know what your plans are, but if you don't want to go back to Hollowfell, then you can live with us."
"Really?"
Callie asked quietly.
"I can stay?"
"Of course," I said gently. "It's great having you around. And I'm not going to send you back to be hunted by those fuckers."
"You don't want to get rid of me?"
Callie asked and bit her lip. "Hell no," I said. "Why would we not want a shape-shifting nymph around?"
"Because it is so dangerous to keep me near you,"
she murmured.
"Nobody is safe from the high society with a dusk nymph around."
"You are part of our group,"
Cleo said proudly.
"It is still quite a new group, but we're doing well. And Liam is not afraid of the high society. He really is the best human guy."
"I don't know what to say,"
Callie whispered as her blue eyes watered.
"Nobody has ever wanted me to stay before."
The nymph wiped her eyes hurriedly, and I had a strong urge to dropkick the family who had sent her away. "You're with us," I said. "Like Cleo said, part of the group, part of the pack."
"I like that,"
Callie smiled as she dried her cheeks.
"How could I ever repay you, Liam? You saved me from a miserable life as a trophy, and you're letting me live with you? It's so much to do for someone you just met."
"You don't need to do anything," I said firmly. "Just knowing you're away from those pirates is payment enough. There was a ton of gold left behind in those caves, but the pirates are going to be looking for us now. We'll have to come back in a month or so to get more of it." It was a bit mouthwatering to picture all those riches sitting in the pirate cove waiting for me to take them, but I knew the pirates would probably triple their guards. Hollowfell was crammed full of gold and jewels and fine carriages. The ridiculous amount worn by the high society was enough to prove that. There was a whole world to explore, and I had two experts who could steer me in the right direction. I'd come back to the Pirate's Coves one day.
"I know a place with treasure,"
Callie said.
"But it is perhaps too dangerous, especially for you."
"What do you mean, especially for me?"
"I heard the pirates talking,"
the nymph said.
"When they moved my cage to the cave, there was talk of a strange-looking man who had stolen a cat girl. I think there is a big reward for the one who captures you."
"Seriously?" I asked. Shit. So they know who I am. That makes it trickier.
It's a bit exciting.
Cleo purred.
You're an outlaw in Hollowfell, Liam. My very own handsome criminal.
The cat girl twirled a strand of inky black hair, and her golden eyes glinted as she looked at me with obvious admiration. If being a wanted man was a turn-on for her, then I was sure as hell fine with that. But it was going to make my trips more dangerous if the creatures were looking out for me. It wasn't like I could blend in very well without pointed ears or scaly wings. Where is this place, Callie? I asked. Is it another pirate storage spot?
No,
Callie said.
The pirates never go there. Nobody does, except the Duchess and the Duke's family. They have an island where they keep all their treasure. It's in a house the size of a castle.
The gargoyles, I said. They're the only ones on this island?
Them and the guards.
Callie nodded.
I bet there's even more guards there than in the whole of Stormgulf. They're the most powerful family in the city, so they will have very impressive security.
I have heard of this island,
Cleo said.
Duchess Sobler keeps her trophy collection there.
Both women shuddered, and I petted Cleo's tail softly. She purred as I stroked the velvety fur, and I watched her shoulders instantly relax. I felt incredibly connected to the feline beauty.
We could steal so much treasure,
Callie said.
If we all went together, then we could fill 3 bags. That would get you enough to buy the biggest house you could ever want.
Whoa, hold on, I said, and held up a hand. I can't make you come back to Hollowfell after the shitty time you had there. You escaped from so much. I'm not going to make you go back.
Make me?
Callie frowned.
No, Liam. I want to help. Besides, I can shift into a disguise now that I'm not caged in iron. Without my wings or hair, nobody will even notice me.
She seemed so excited about being part of the group that I didn't want to say no. And it really would be great to have more hands to carry the gold. Okay, well, I said, why don't you take the night to think about it? You can always just stay here when we go to Hollowfell, if you would prefer.
No,
the nymph said firmly.
I want the help. You saved me, and I know my way around the land. It is repayment for everything you did, for freeing me from a horrible fate, for assisting me in a glorious escape and bringing me to this strange world of beautiful colors and food that arrives at your home.
Her adorable face scrunched into a pout, and I got the feeling I wasn't going to be going anywhere without her. She was going to need a weapon for our next trip. Especially if we were going to try and get to this island the Duchess owned. There would be frog-legged fuckers everywhere, and I would need more than a pistol to keep us safe. I think we need to set up some storage space at work, I said, as I thought over all the details. We can't keep sneaking the pistol in and out of the building. It's too risky. But I don't want to just leave it in an unlocked corridor.
But nobody else goes up to that floor,
Cleo said.
It is always empty.
The builders will be back soon, I said. But maybe I can get a safe or something up to the 13th floor. I have no idea how I would do that without being noticed, though. I rubbed my face as I tried to work out how to store my gun subtly. There were plenty of supply closets on the 12th floor, and they would sit unused until the builders left. Maybe that would be the safest place to store the pistol for now. I would just need to make sure it was hidden in a spot that couldn't be seen from a casual glance. Surely the builders wouldn't have much reason to go poking around in the cleaning supplies. But things would get even trickier when the new business did eventually start up. That would have to be a problem for future Liam. One step at a time was all I could do for now. Cleo stretched out as she yawned, and Callie's eyes were starting to flutter closed. The sky had darkened outside, and the nymph smiled as she glanced out at the city lights.
It's so twinkly,
she said sleepily.
Even at night, the sky is pretty.
Perhaps it is time to sleep,
Cleo said.
I can curl up so there is room for us both on the big chair.
No, I said with a firm shake of my head. You're both sleeping in my bed. I'll take the couch tonight.
Oh.
Callie frowned.
You don't have to do that, Liam. You have already done so much for me.
I insist, I said. Both of you deserve a good night's sleep on a real mattress. The beautiful women got to their feet, and my hoodie sleeves swung down by Callie's side in the cutest way.
Good night.
Cleo purred.
Yes, sleep well, brave Liam.
Callie said with a sweet smile. I smiled back as they stepped into the bedroom, and I reveled in my last glimpse of their long legs before the door closed. Part of me wished I was climbing into bed with the cat girl right this second, but I knew Callie needed to get some proper rest. She had probably been terrified to sleep when she was with the pirates, and I wanted her to be fully energized if she was coming to Hollowfell with me. I wouldn't let anything happen to the beautiful Dusk Nymph. But as I thought about the island she had mentioned, I knew we would need to do some more planning before we could think about making that trip. Getting there would require a boat, and I had a feeling the pirates weren't going to willingly lend us one. Stealing a ship that size would be impossible, especially from the pirates right after I'd just stolen some of their booty. But maybe there would be smaller rowboats available somewhere. The next issue was my gun. My pistol had done well on our first trip, but it was still considered a sidearm. I couldn't help thinking I needed an AR-15 or the like. If I was going to sneak onto a gargoyle-infested island as a wanted man, then I was going to need to bring something badass along with me if I hoped to actually make an escape. Last time, it had been a mad dash to the door while the reptile bastards scrambled to get our asses, and we'd be much further from our exit this time. I wasn't taking any chances. Bigger weapons meant I could ensure a definite escape for me and the girls, even if that meant gunning down whole fleets of those ugly bastards as we made our exit. Which also sounded like a hell of a way to conduct our business. I smirked to myself as I recalled the way Cleo had purred when she called me an outlaw. But then I pulled out my phone to message my uncle. I asked if he was around for some gun advice, when my cell started to buzz a few seconds later. I glanced down to see he was calling me back. Hey, I said as I hit accept. How's it going?
Hey, kiddo, Spencer growled. Everything's just peachy with us. And my boy Davey got you hooked up okay?
He sure did, I grinned. But I was wondering if you could give me advice on something.
You need another gun?
Spencer asked bluntly. Yeah, I said slowly. Something bigger? I'm not asking you for anything, but I was just hoping you could advise me on what to buy. Spencer snorted.
You don't need to buy a damn thing, son. I got plenty of friends around your way that owe me a favor or two. Davey ain't even come close to paying me back.
I decided not to ask what exactly Davey needed to pay him back for, but I was glad he was willing to help.
You hunting? Spencer asked. Or is this for some kind of job? Are you getting into three gun like I suggested?
Not yet, I chuckled.
Nephew,
he sighed,
you are a natural. Every time you come shooting with me, I tell you this, don't I?
Yeah, I said.
I've been around plenty of shooters. I train some of the best snipers in the world, Rangers, Marines, Spec Ops, and those SAS guys. Did I ever tell you about them?
Yeah, I repeated.
And ain't none of those boys picked up shooting as well as you did, he continued. First time I put a Glock in your hand, you hit that target well out past 100 yards. Remember that?
I was just a kid then, Uncle Spencer. I chuckled.
Yeah, that's my point. Now, your father and I didn't want you going into the military like us two idiots, but I still wanted you to train your talent, and I just really liked computers.
I cut in before he could give me the same lecture I'd gotten at least a dozen times now. But, yeah, here I am now, asking about guns.
Well, I'm fucking excited is what I am,
He laughed.
You just tell your Uncle Spence what you need and I'll hook you up.
I'm not really sure, I said. I haven't done a bunch of research. Do you have any AR-15s?
Do I have AR-15s?
He cackled.
Does a duck have fucking feathers, Liam? What kind of AR do you want?
I'm not quite sure.
Don't worry about it,
Spencer said with an amused snort.
Your Uncle Spencer will hook you up. I'm going to send you lots of stuff. You're going to shoot them all and tell me what you like. Now I got to bounce, but I'll keep you posted.
Thanks, I said. Really, you can just send me a model name or just tell me what to get and I can go buy it myself.
Hell no!
Spencer grunted.
Waiting times and paperwork are bullshit in California. And ARs have to have all these wacky modifications to be legal there. Nah. Let your favorite uncle take care of you.
But if I get caught with...
Just don't get caught! He interrupted. The ATF doesn't fuck around. Shoot on private land, okay? Keep everything locked up otherwise. Got it?
Got it, I said.
You gotta get out of California.
He sighed.
Fucking bullshit state.
Yeah, I know. I laughed.
Talk to you later.
He hung up, and I felt like I had no more answers than when I started the call. I had a feeling I was going to get another visit from the skinny man with a bag full of guns, though, and I would need to watch some YouTube videos to filter out how to use whatever he gave me. The pistol was easy enough to handle, but anything with more power behind it was going to take some getting used to. I wondered what the hell was going to get dropped off at my apartment, and I hoped it was something I could figure out with YouTube videos. Then maybe Callie could use my pistol when I got an upgrade, since Cleo would probably want to stick with her sickle. Maybe I could eventually convince her to upgrade to a gun too, but I had a feeling she was stuck in her ways with that blade. She was certainly incredible with it, but I had a feeling she would grow to love shooting if she just gave it a try. The idea of the sexy catgirl clutching a semi-automatic firearm in her tan grip sent a pleasant warmth through my limbs. Then I yawned as I fell back onto the sofa, and I pulled the throw blanket down over me as I silenced my cell phone. My eyes closed as the traffic noises drifted through the window, and I fell asleep dreaming of a treasure-filled island and an outlaw catgirl with an AR-15 strapped to her back. I woke up when I heard the shower going, and I opened my eyes to see Cleo perched at the end of the sofa. She was back in her skin-tight short shorts and bra, and I enjoyed the view of her toned stomach as she stretched. Her inky black hair tumbled down over her large breasts, and she smirked at me as my eyes roamed all over her.
Good morning,
she purred.
Morning,
I yawned as I sat up.
What a beautiful sight to wake up to.
I showed Callie how to use the shower.
The cat girl gave me a smug grin. That's awesome, I chuckled. And you got your stuff from the laundry room?
I did,
she said proudly.
Earthways are becoming easier.
You're killing it, I grinned.
No, I have respected your wishes and not slaughtered anyone this morning,
Cleo assured me. No, I meant... I started, but then Callie emerged from the shower with a towel wrapped around her body. Her pert breasts were barely covered by the material, and it didn't help when she bounced excitedly into the living room. It was hard to believe how stunning the Holofell beauties were, and I still couldn't believe this was my life now.
That was wonderful,
Callie cooed.
The steam felt amazing, and I can't believe you can control how hot it gets.
The nymph patted her damp pink hair, and she tightened the towel when it started to slip down her pale frame. Glad you liked it, I said, as I tried not to stare too much. What are you ladies going to do when I go to work?
Are we not looting today?
Cleo asked.
What about the island?
I need to wait for another gun, I said. My uncle is getting a bigger one dropped off for me, and I have to work out where to store our stuff today. I'll scout the top floor to see what I can do.
I heard your uncle speak with you last night,
Cleo said.
Is he a blacksmith?
You heard that conversation? I asked. Your hearing is amazing. But he's not a blacksmith, no.
But he is able to supply us with even more of these loud metal weapons.
Cleo frowned.
How does he have so many if he does not make them?
Firearms are a big business on Earth, I explained. But I won't be heading back to Hollowfell until I've gotten an upgrade. I'd feel a lot better if I knew our means of escape was absolute when we're pulling off bigger jobs like the island. So you guys can just do whatever you want today.
I want to walk with you,
Callie said.
There is so much to see on Earth. The sky is bright again and I am finally free. No more cages. No more stinky pirates.
The nymph spun around and her pink curls bounced as she twirled. Her towel was dangerously close to slipping again, and even Cleo seemed to be enjoying the view of the pink-haired beauty. Okay, I chuckled. We can all walk to work together. I'll give my spare key to Cleo, and you can come back here whenever you want to.
Brilliant!
Callie squealed.
I'll go and get dressed!
She hurried through into the bedroom, and I got up to make some coffee. Knowing that Elijah's dad was going to pay me soon made it feel like every holiday had been rolled into one. I felt dizzy with excitement, and I tried to decide what to buy first when the money hit my account. Most of it was going straight into my long-term savings goals. But there was going to be plenty of play money if I could keep up these Hollowfell heists. I heated the water for some coffee as I considered what kind of car I could get. And I pictured rolling up to work in a vehicle that cost more than my entire apartment building was worth. My sneakers were begging to be replaced, too. The girls could go on a real shopping spree. I could get Cleo some lingerie. And I groaned at the thought of the sexy outfits I could buy her. Holy shit. I could even be the kind of guy who just hands an American Express card to his woman and says, "Get anything you want." The thought brought a giddy smirk to my face, and I wondered what kinds of lusty looks the cat girl would give me then, or if she'd maybe come home and want to model all her expensive outfits for me in our enormous living room.
What are you thinking about?
Cleo purred as she appeared at the doorway. The money we're about to have this afternoon, I grinned. What would you like to buy? Anything you want. The words made Cleo's yellow eyes flash with intrigue, and a soft smile curled across her full lips.
Anything?
She asked. Yeah. I nodded as I grinned a bit more. The cat girl said thoughtfully.
Pizza?
All the pizza you want, I laughed. I was thinking about some new clothes for you, too.
You just bought me clothes.
Cleo laughed.
I do not need more.
You deserve it all, I said. And I want to see you in something even more revealing. The cat girl purred.
Liam, you want to see more of my body?
I was about to respond to her flirty question, but Callie opened the bedroom door again. Cleo smirked as she adjusted her thin black bra, and I could tell she knew full well how distracting she was. So I didn't bother to drag my eyes away from her distracting figure. And she was purring softly under my gaze when Callie came back into the kitchen. Then, I poured my coffee as I noticed the nymph had shifted into her human disguise again. Her beautiful face was framed with blonde curls, and the black dress clung to her petite curves. That's an impressive trick, I said. Getting your wings to disappear like that?
Thank you,
Callie said as she spun around.
If only I had remembered to do it before the pirates caught me.
Then we never would have met, I said, and the nymph's face lit up.
I suppose that's true,
she giggled.
I am very lucky to have met you both.
I drank my coffee as I went through to the bedroom, and I grabbed another backpack, since Elijah had the one full of loot. It was still nerve-wracking to think about sneaking my pistol into the building, but I was becoming more confident now that it had worked last time. I carefully wrapped a shirt around the weapon as I placed it at the bottom of the bag, and I made sure the magazines were just as secure in a rolled-up hoodie. There was no reason Stan would decide to do a search, but I still had to play everything safe. Okay, I called as I put my jacket on. Ready for the sunshine?
Yes!
Callie squealed.
I can't wait to see more of Earth! We should show her the beach,
Cleo said.
She would love it.
Sure. I smiled as we headed for the door. We can go tomorrow if you want. I'm gonna head to the store anyway.
What for?
Cleo asked as we stepped into the stairwell. Everything, I grinned. Sneakers, boots, pants, shirts. Plus, anything you ladies desire.
We get clothes?
Callie giggled.
Like a new dress?
Whatever you want, I assured her, as the words seemed to send a wave of dopamine through my body, and we raced down the steps together. The sun warmed my face as I stepped onto the street, and Callie tilted her head back to enjoy the heat. It felt like I was on top of the fucking world as we started to walk toward my work, and I knew it was going to be impossible to concentrate on anything until I got that notification from Elijah's dad.
It's simply unbelievable,
Callie sighed as she spun around.
Not a gargoyle in sight. The air is so peaceful and quiet without them. That feeling of not being hunted anymore.
Cleo smiled.
It took a bit before I could truly stop checking over my shoulder, but I have come to realize we really are safe here with Liam.
There are still bad guys around, I clarified. But at least no flying fuckers are hunting girls. Cleo had put her jacket on to hide her ridiculously hot outfit, and she had the beanie stuffed in her pocket if she needed to be more subtle. But her ears twitched freely as we strolled down the street, and a group of teenage girls stopped to tell her how cute she looked. The catgirls smiled at the awestruck kids, and they fangirled even harder when they noticed how blue and sparkling Callie's eyes were.
Where do you get those contacts?
One of the blonde girls asked.
I need them.
Callie said as she glanced at me.
Liam, do you remember the, contacts?
An online store, I said. Just search for glowing contacts and they should come up.
Awesome.
The girl sighed.
You two are super hot. Are you IG models? No.
Cleo said confidently.
We are Liam's, and not this IG thing.
We left the slightly confused teens to stare after us, and I loved how Callie's body language had started to change already. She was no longer the hunched-up, fidgeting nymph we had found in the Pirate's Cove. Callie held her head up as she strode beside Cleo, and she flicked her blonde curls like she was in a shampoo commercial. I was pleased with how well the two girls were adjusting, and I couldn't deny I had really struck gold with my Hollowfell companions. Both of them were so eager to be safe here with me that they seemed to embrace all the strangeness with open arms and absolutely stunning smiles. My phone buzzed, and a message from Elijah popped up on the screen. Dad just got home. Gonna head over with the stuff now. Get ready for that money! Fuck yes, I muttered. Nothing can ruin this day. Even Robert's slimy face won't get me down today. The glass building came into view, and for once, I actually grinned as I stared up at the upper floors. It was never going to get old knowing that a secret portal lay up there. And I was the only one who knew about it. Well, along with the two beauties who had joined me from that world.
You're definitely not going to Hollowfell today?
Cleo asked as we crossed the street. Not today, I nodded. We'll see how quickly my uncle's next delivery comes by. As soon as I have a bigger toy in my hands, then we can plan our next heist from this island. Maybe you can show Callie the beach while I work?
Good idea.
Cleo purred.
I can remember the route very well in my mind, but we will miss you.
I'll miss you too, I chuckled. Trust me, I would much rather be at the beach. But you both should go and enjoy the day.
I can't wait!
Callie gushed.
It will be so wonderful to spend the day with you, Cleo, and we can come and see Liam when he finishes work!
Exactly, I grinned. But my smile fell when I glanced into the lobby through the glass. There was a long line of annoyed-looking businessmen and women waiting to get through the turnstiles. I thought they must be broken at first, until I looked further ahead and saw what was happening. Stan wasn't at the security desk, but there was some new guy standing beside it. He was built like a tank, with bulging muscles and a buzz cut, and he was checking everyone's bags before he let them pass to the elevators. There was no way I would be getting my pistol inside.